Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Huzzah with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is on.
Huzzah, indeed. I'm Jake.
You know what I hate
Mr. Skullhead,
about...
Mr. I hear you went to some sort of festival of fun today.
I did. It was a feast for the senses, it was. It was the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, which... I went to the Phoenix Renaissance Festival quite a few times as a kid, but the Minnesota one is superior because... there are trees, like fully grown trees, growing like naturally. It's about 20 degrees cooler and twice as big. So,
huh, yeah. But isn't it, like, I was under the impression that other places, Renaissance festivals, didn't have the big, like, set pieces that Phoenix's has.
Oh, no, this is a huge deal. Like, pretty much all of
is
the
it
buildings
like a permanent, is it a permanent encampment, though? Like, I was
yeah,
under the impression that Phoenix was rare in that it actually has, like, a big... kind of theme parky sort of thing that they set up in.
No, this has a whole bunch of permanent buildings.
Huh.
Like there's the big manor house, and then there's a castle looking thing, and there. But pretty much every structure is like a permanent wooden structure. They've got a functioning water mill in there, and a creek, and a.
So it grinds water into smaller bits of water so that you can actually consume it.
It actually grinds water into bread, which is weird.
Oh, that is weird.
Because you just have to keep cleaning the bread out.
So is it run by a giant who thinks that people's bones are made of water?
Yeah, well, he read that people were 98% water, and he figured that fewer than 98% of a person's body is made out of bone.
Oh, yeah. So. Especially Englishmen. Englishmen are probably more, like, a higher percentage water in general than regular men.
Because it rains there all the time.
Yeah, and they always, you know, they just seem a little moist when you talk to them.
Mm.
I think that's it. That's probably the foremost adjective in my mind when I think about how to describe an Englishman.
That may be why all of the towelettes that I had in my home became moist towelettes after I had Pokey and Disco Doris over.
Mm-hmm.
They were being aggressively British, though. They said the most British phrase I've heard anyone actually use so
mm-hmm.
far, which was when I pulled out the bag of tortilla chips to have chips and salsa, and he said, "Is that a 10-kilogram packet of crisps?"
Mm-hmm.
My God, if only he had added in "you rummy Lori," it would have been so British it probably would have soaked the entire house.
What would isn't a Lori like a car?
Yeah, but a rummy Lori would be like a drunk car. It's a common insult over there.
Is it?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
So Hugh Lori, must be weird. You know, it must be strange for him.
So if somebody calls you Hugh Laurie, they may just be calling you a truck, or they may be comparing you to a doctor.
Well, if he's ever playing gin rummy with anybody.
Or just drinking a lot of rum. Or covered in rum.
That's true. Having eaten a lot of rum cake. How was the Renaissance Festival?
It was festive, man. We're in tight with a lot of the people there, including the people who run the free beer tasting.
Ooh.
So those are people you want to know. Just so you can get a seat in there, and
so you can get your free beer at a discount.
Yep. No, just so you can get seated at the tastings. They tend to fill up. But the beer tasting's a highlight. We know all of the fire juggling, eating, spinning, like poi spinning, belly dancing people.
Mm-hmm.
So
was that a big thing in the Renaissance? Like, or in medieval England, did they play with fire a lot?
Yeah, and they also sold gyros and pizza and cheese curds from just any average street in the Middle Ages.
I heard that they, in addition to playing with fire, they also frequently took bulls by the horns.
Mm-hmm.
And they pissed into the wind.
They would take tigers by the tail, too.
Oh, yeah. Not by the toe.
No, because then that apparently you can't do anymore without offending anyone.
Yeah. I remember having a discussion about that with somebody. Because, I used to date that girl that was a flight attendant, and I guess one of her flight attendant friends got in trouble for saying eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Right.
And some black woman on the flight apparently was so upset by it that she had a come-apart or some sort of conniption. And I made the argument that I don't think a single person on that plane probably understood why she would be offended by that.
Yeah.
And therefore, it is not genuinely offensive.
I had only ever heard "catch a tiger by its toe."
And I feel like almost everyone has only ever heard Catch a Tiger by Its Toe, right? And yeah. And so, like, yeah, you know, me, I'm a well-traveled man of the world, and I was lucky enough to grow up in an extremely racist environment, at least nominally. Yeah. I don't think anybody where I grew up would actually, you know, lynch someone, but off-color jokes are certainly par for the course.
Well, no, Prescott was the same way. I mean, we would go around saying roses are red, violets are bigger, you have the lips of an African nigger. So it's not like we were...
Wow, you actually said... Man, you said the N-word,
I know,
man.
I did. I must be racist.
Huh.
No, so it wasn't that they were afraid of that word by any stretch of the imagination, but it never, ever came out in Catch a Tiger by the Toe.
Yeah, I don't know. I was always confused by it because I'm like, what? How can you catch someone by Brazil nuts? Because that... made that. So did you eat any smoked turkey legs?
No, the missus got one a couple of weeks ago when we went, and it made her all sick to her stomach.
So that means that you can't eat one?
Well, I didn't really want to eat one anyway, and the fact that it made her sick was just kind of an added impetus to not. Because it's like, if it were just like a huge chicken drumstick, sure. But it's pretty much like you crack open the sinew and peel back the gristle and like the leather coating of the thing. And then you can kind of eat around the huge veins and gristly crap that's in it. And yeah, not super appetizing to me.
You got a fucked up view of what it's like eating a delicious fucking smoked turkey leg, man. There's so much meat on those things. I mean, occasionally you got to bite around some gristle or whatever, but man, nothing. It's like, you know, the ones that are especially dry, it's like, you know, eating like a bunch of jerky with like a bone in the middle of it, and it's like, fuck yeah, chew that shit off of there, man. I'm Henry VIII, I am. I'm going to marry some widow so that I can eat these things all day, every day. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I
don't know. Okay, you had a big pickle. I know you like things that are like having a penis in your mouth.
Yeah, especially a penis that's been soaked in vinegar. Delicious.
Well, I mean, you got to relive your days working in the mortuary.
Yep. That you get points for that one. I'm going to just go ahead and award the points for that.
Yep.
And keep going. We missed I was sad that this visit we missed Vaginal Blood Farts show. He's part of Vilification Tennis, which is like a kind of a back and forth insult thing where they have a judge who awards points based on the crowd's reaction, and so it's pretty much people coming up with interesting ways to insult each other.
Huh.
And it is super, super funny.
The insult guy at the Phoenix Renaissance Festival was always pretty. The guy that you throw tomatoes at, and he just tries to encourage people to want to throw tomatoes at him. He was pretty funny. He called me Pocahontas, and I was like, I get it, because I have long, dark hair and a dark complexion. like Pocahontas. That's how I felt when he called me Pocahontas.
I'm glad that you let him know.
This one time when I was working at the movie theater, like, when I worked at the movie theater, we were allowed to, like, not wear our movie theater uniforms if we dressed up in a costume that was appropriate to whatever movie was playing. Uh-huh. And so one time there was like this hot high school Mexican girl working there that dressed as Pocahontas, and that was pretty hot.
And you were like, more like Pocahontas.
I probably didn't say that.
No, I wouldn't imagine you. I wouldn't imagine me saying that to someone in person. I would if we were playing Vilification Tennis, though, because that would be the goal of the game. I like watching that because it's like four people who are really good at this and have taken time to like write stuff out and practice it, so it's not just one guy being a dick to everybody walking by.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something to be said for being a dick to everyone walking by, though.
Yeah, I figured you would feel that way.
Well, I mean, it's funnier if you've got... Well, I don't know. Okay, I shouldn't say it's funnier. Like, I would imagine that a guy who is really good at that... It's got to be a similar skill, right? Being good at you know, going back and forth in a performance setting, making fun of a bunch of people. I guess it's not an entirely identical skill set because you got to know when to stop and give them a chance to continue the show, right?
Yeah, and you have to know what's gonna hit with the crowd and what's not.
Yeah, but I feel like a guy who has a constant stream of people walking by to have new and exciting things to make fun of is, you know, potentially, like, I guess if I were forced to watch one of them for 6 hours, I would probably want to watch the guy that was making fun of people that walked by, as opposed to four guys going back and forth amongst each other.
I can kind of see that, like somebody who has a gift for the improv side of it versus just a gift for coming up with funny stuff.
Yeah.
Outside of the performance. But, yeah, I'd still rather not walk by that guy. I'm kind of glad that our fest out here doesn't have one of those dudes.
Is BB actually getting paid these days?
Not for that, no. They passed the hat, but there are 13 people on their team, so even though they have one of the most popular shows, they probably make like $5 a piece.
That seems like vilification. I mean, that's even too much for vilification baseball. But that's
they have a host, and then they play a couple of games of four people.
Yeah,
a piece.
Do you think 13 really counts as a host?
No, I was just talking about they always have a little bit of Jesus' body in bread form.
Oh.
Yeah. See, they have this mill that turns water into bread.
Oh, I see. And then they have a priest that turns the bread into the body of Christ.
Yep. And then the giant takes it and grinds it to make it different bread because then he figures it's bones again.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jesus wasn't an Englishman, though he was way cool, and he did build my hot rod.
I mean, Jesus did go around going, "Damn it, I'm the Messiah, not a doctor." And so, you know, he was similar to Bones.
Right. Yeah. Noah Nam says, "My pet peeve with the Renaissance fairs is the turkey legs. Turkeys are native to North America." Yeah, but Jesus came to North America prior to the Renaissance. So he probably brought some turkeys back with him.
I would guess so.
I don't know. I thought about looking it up on, you know, the only real source of history that we have on this world, but I don't have the magic glasses that allow me to read those golden tablets.
Right.
And also, I don't know where they're buried. So I couldn't actually check, but I'm just assuming, you know.
Yeah.
What about...
guy who goes to the Renaissance Festival and complains about anachronisms, I don't know if I'm with that guy. You know? It's kind of like guy who goes to Disneyland and complains about architectural anomalies. Like, pirates weren't anything like this Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Rop, rop, rop. Like, that's not the point. It's not a historical reenaction. It's a vaguely Renaissance-themed, like, little theme park, pretty much.
Yeah. It's really... I feel like it is less an indulgence of history than it is an indulgence of people who like to have fake British accents.
I think it's just anybody who practices an obsolete skill and anybody who likes to wear a bodice.
The ones you really have to respect, though, are the ones who actually preach an obsolete skill and practice what they preach.
Yeah. There's the guy walking around, "Everyone should know how to make books." Like, "Do you know how to make books?" "Yes, I do." "Well, all right then."
I remember making a book in grade school. We had to collect poems about a specific subject, and then we bound them into a book using some needles and thread and some cardboard that we covered with cloth.
So you learned that making books is totally gay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was pretty gay. I still have a hardbound book that I made myself, which is a collection of poems about insects.
Are they poems that you wrote yourself?
No, they're not. They're poems that other people wrote.
I figured as much.
If I had a bound book of poems that I had written, I wouldn't be telling anyone about it.
So we can conclude then that since you haven't ever said anything about having a bound book of poems that you wrote, that you have one.
Your logic is unimpeachable, sir.
That wasn't a no. Or a yes, which would mean a no. Now I'm just confused.
Have you done anything else exciting lately?
My parents were here for 4 days.
Oh, yeah?
That was interesting. Like, hanging out with my parents is way more pleasant now because they both voted for Obama, and they both are kind of getting tired of the weird crap that they get sent via email from all of their Christian friends who are like, "If you're a Christian, then you have to be opposed to Barack Obama and his fascist universal health care and the fact that he wants to speak to our children." And like, no. So it's interesting to talk politics with my dad and have us just agree for an hour. But yeah. if we get tired of agreeing, then we can just talk about gay marriage. But
that's true. Yeah.
So that was
it does undermine the very fabric of our society.
Yeah, but the fabric of our society, let's be honest, is in disrepair anyway.
Sure.
How do you mind?
She was already dead. Why not rape her?
How do you mine for fabric anyway? Personally, I think fabric in our society has been undermined, and we really need to step up our fabric mining. We
step up the mining operations. Maybe we build some sort of city living. We call it Fabric City, and we would build it in orbit around a fabric giant.
There we go.
Make those like textile worlds.
Come on down to textile world. Free balloons for the kids.
The garment district.
The garment district of the universe. Yes, we just need to find that.
Yeah. Well, they talked about that in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right? Like, manufacturing was just sort of irrelevant because in an infinite universe, you can just find a planet where whatever you want grows naturally. I went and saw Extract over the weekend. That was disappointing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The trailer, everyone was going nuts over it, and the trailer gave me no reason to go and see it.
Yeah, I mean, I went and saw it just on the strength of Mike Judge's name, and I like Jason Bateman, and I like Mila Kunis's boobs.
Right.
You got to see some Jason Bateman, but no boobs. I meant to actually look up who all else was in that. It's got that guy that's like Juno's dad.
Oh, yeah, I love that dude.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Wow, a Mike Judge movie that... So I have a feeling that the reason why Extract actually made it onto the top 10 box office this weekend was because everybody was going, well, we didn't go see Office Space, and that went, that kind of bombed. We didn't go see Idiocracy, and that turned out to be good, so I guess we should go to the theater and see it.
Idiocracy was good.
I didn't see it. I still haven't seen it.
You know who was actually really good in this movie? Was Ben Affleck.
Was he playing kind of a douchebag?
He was playing kind of a hippie guy.
Oh, yeah, I did see him.
Playing a not particularly smart guy. I mean, he wasn't exactly a douchebag. Like, his heart was in the right place. He wasn't, a bad guy.
He was a funny part of the trailer. I can speak with authority on this film because I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother seeing it, and that's my that's as glowing a recommendation as I can summon up. And I'm not upset that I saw it. I don't want those 2 hours back, but I wish that they had been better. Yeah. So hit the Twitter questions first, I guess. Where? Oh well, sorry. Wait a minute. No. Emiliana says, squee, so excited for LARPing. Yeah, I think that was a response to the LARP prop picture that I posted. God damn, I drew a lot of shit with paint markers on foam core today, Mr. Skullhead.
And here I am, gadding about the Renaissance Festival.
I'm high as a fucking kite from the paint fumes also.
Well,
you get high at the Renaissance Festival?
Well, I didn't bring my bong with me. That I'm constantly hitting.
You're hard now, I hear.
Yeah. You know what's funny to me? I have hit my share of bongs back in the day, and I can't imagine taking just a series of bong hits for 2 hours straight. I have nothing but respect. The people that think that that's what I'm doing either know nothing about smoking weed or are fucking gods at smoking weed. That would be impossible. Around, say, 20 minutes, I would be unconscious.
Yeah.
Especially with weed this good. I mean, what?
One bong is really enough. Yeah. I can't believe I used to smoke bongs.
Did you?
Yeah, that's kind of how I started.
I only ever smoked joints with you.
Say what?
I only ever smoked joints with you.
Yeah. Did you only ever smoke weed with me?
No, you were my first.
Oh, right. I popped your cherry.
You popped my cannabis cherry?
Yeah, no, because by that point I was a total lightweight. Mm-hmm. Now, man, I can't even imagine taking more than a single hit of, a joint that was 99% tobacco. I mean, I can't imagine that, right? But I don't know what the fuck, man. I suddenly, like, I only smoke weed, like, once a year, and I, like, don't even care.
Is it on a holiday? You're like, well, it's 420.
It used to be all about the... Oh, wait, I did smoke weed on 420.
Hmm.
Forgot about that. Not as much as Frontalot, man. That guy's a machine.
I need somebody to make me some brownies or something for 420, because now the smell of the smoke kind of turns my stomach.
Oh, yeah?
There were a couple of nights in a row that I got really drunk and then smoked some weed, like, you know, like 6 years ago now, but... And it made me sick enough to throw up. So now there's that permanent association hardwired in my brain. Like, oh, this smells like what I smelled right before I threw up.
I have a similar thing with wine coolers.
Hmm.
One time there were these wine coolers and nothing else to drink, so I drank them. I totally wasn't like, no, man, you know, Johnny bought me the wine coolers and gave me a bunch of them. IHOT Sejidi says, hey guys, any chance for another world event in the foreseeable future? I ask because if they might be giants, where your eyes don't go. Good song. I don't really understand that question.
Yeah.
What kind of world event could we do based on where your eyes don't go?
There could be something about a filthy scarecrow waving its broomstick arms.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could use your alternative lyrics and have it be a short unconscious saxophone. That's
throwing hand grenades into your chiropractor's motorhome.
Yep.
Yeah. Impromptu. James Leffler says, do either of you watch the NFL? If yes, favorite teams? If no, why are you so gay? I'll be watching the Vikings tear it up. And by it, I assume you mean one another's assholes in the locker room after they snap each other with towels and take showers together and get all soaped up. I would argue that watching football makes you gayer than not watching football.
I watch generally a single game of football a year, maybe two. Because I will sit and watch the entire Super Bowl and get into it, then just pick a team to like and watch it. And if somebody else is over and like, oh dude, there's a game on, I'm like, okay, well, put that thing on. And let's have man sex.
See, whenever somebody says, dude, there's a game on, I say, dude, that's so gay, man, because I'm Jamaican and I don't like football.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't like football. I mean, like, I feel like there was probably a time in my life when I was, like, disdainful of people who liked football. I just don't care. Like, it's not... I cannot imagine anything more boring than watching someone else play a game. I know other people don't have that problem. Like, there are people that can sit and watch me play video games, but, like, I don't know, man.
I kind of wanted someone to sit and play Arkham Asylum so I could watch it being played.
Yeah.
Apparently, I don't know how to play video games anymore. I was trying, and Adam was kind of helping me out, and he's like, okay, you just need to do, like, the stealth thing, dude. You hit your right trigger, and you go up to him, and you press a button, and I'm like, I don't understand why. It's like, then you do this. You know, it's like in Call of Duty when you have to do this, and it's like in Rainbow Six when you have to do this. I'm like, I don't understand any of that. Batman is, like, lurching around like a drunken zombie. And I'm supposed to be doing this ballet of kicks and punches, and I have no idea how that... I was hoping it would be more like God of War, where you just hit a bunch of buttons, and he does cool stuff.
I mean, the combat is kind of like that.
Jesus, I could not make any meaningful combos. And the hour I played was entirely just creeping up behind people and knocking them out. And it was boring as shit.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, I've only played the first, like, hour or so. But I feel like there was a good amount of, like, combat against big groups of guys. I don't know. Like, what were you playing it on?
360.
Huh. I just picked one up to play at the office, and I'm using Rift's PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
Which, on it, at least, and I don't know why this would be any different, but, like, it gives you a lot of, at least... At the point, I mean, I haven't made it that far into the game, but it gives you a lot of clues. Like, if it seems to be good at sensing when you have not figured out what you're supposed to do in a given situation, and it just pops up a thing like, you know, hold this trigger to go into stealth. The problem that I have is, like, I never know I always had to look at the controller to figure out which is R1 and which is R2.
Huh. R2 is the one that's going...
Oh, yeah. And R1 is some sort of, like, backup software that Geth Intercron is trying to get us to use.
Hmm.
Theoretically, there's this backup software that we can use that will eliminate the current backups that we do to the point where rollover would be, like, 3 or 4 minutes long on a normal night. And I think that that's probably a thing that we should do. It's just a matter of doing all kinds of shit that's all, like, IT logistics and therefore frightening to me. Got to buy some computer and then go stick it in a rack and plug some shit into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm nervous about that, because I've had all of these machines open and worked on them, and like it's not that big of a deal. I'm not as behind the times as I think I am in terms of understanding computer hardware, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't fucking know, man. E-String says, how does one raise monster level enough to get the items that raise monster level enough to get the funky shit in the slime tube? Well, that, E-String, is the puzzle. You know what you need to do, E-String, is you need to tie yourself into a bow and then sing an R.E.M. song.
Yes.
Chai-JD says, it's time to admit that Nightmare is your bastard love child. The resemblance is uncanny.
I'd say the difference in age is far too close for that. Like, long-lost brother, maybe.
Jowlin says, is Nightmare you from the past? Yeah, a past where I was somewhat fatter and far, far gayer. I'm hoping that Nightmare is listening to this, or will listen to it someday. Nightmare's been pretty awesome, helping with LARP stuff. We've been cutting foam core with an electric knife, which I'm making him do because I'm fucking terrified of an electric knife. Like, seriously, the day that I turn on an electric knife is probably the last day that I can say that I have all of my limbs.
So that's why the electric knife in-game has the upped chance of fumbling.
Is there an electric knife in-game?
Yeah, the cyborgs dropped it a couple crimbos ago.
Oh. Huh.
And you gave you gave it, like, the 4x critical hit and 4x chance of fumble.
Oh. Yeah, maybe that's why. Yeah, that shit scares me, dude. When I've carved a turkey on past Halloweens, which is really what I was about to say, I carve a turkey and I put like a candle inside it.
Do you carve a face into the side of it? And that's beautiful. Remind me to never come to Thanksgiving at your house, because I'll be really pissed if we have to sit and eat a pumpkin.
Eat a pumpkin, yep. Just the outside edges of a pumpkin. Oh, boy.
It's like, what? I stuffed it with stuffing, and...
There's always, like, gourds and stuff for Thanksgiving, and I never really understood why. Do you eat that shit?
Nah.
Did anybody ever eat that shit? Like, why did decorative gourds even become a fucking thing? Why didn't anybody ever grow pumpkins? I mean, I guess you can eat the seeds, and you... when you have, like pumpkin, like canned pumpkin, what fucking part of the pumpkin is that?
It's the innards and the, I don't know, maybe the soft part of the rind with the seeds sieved out.
Huh. Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, it tastes good.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, when I make a jack-o'-lantern, maybe it's a different kind of pumpkin.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I believe it's
fucking
is just
gourds, and nobody ever eats a goddamn gourd.
That's true.
Like, all they're doing is like, oh, we got to get the gourds ready for this spring's maraca harvest.
Maraca harvest was one of my favorite Mexican exploitation movies. Mexploitation, I think they called it.
Did they?
I would like to think so.
Yeah. Man, they make all those. They make all those movies that you can only buy at like the truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
You buy them for, like, a dollar. You have a feeling they want to charge you in pesos for them?
Yeah. Well, there was Maraca Harvest and then the sequel, Maraca Holocaust.
Right.
Yeah.
Maraca Carry. Matt Ridley says, been thinking about getting more into They Might Be Giants. What is a good album to start with? Mr. Skullhead would have you believe Flood. I think I would probably tell you Apollo 18.
Actually, I was going to say Apollo 18.
Were you? So then we both think that Apollo 18 is a good album to get into They Might Be Giants on. That's what I got into They Might Be Giants on, because I was a latecomer. I was a Johnny come later.
I got in on Flood. These days I think Flood is a little uneven. But Apollo 18 is... I mean, Apollo 18 has its weird spots, but it's still just a really solid set of songs.
I feel like I remember you disliking Hall of Heads for a while.
Yeah, because it scared me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was that whole Return to Oz flashback thing.
And Apollo 18 is definitely like spookier than their other albums.
Yeah. Apollo 18 and John Henry are both right up there for me.
Yeah, John Henry gets better and better in my head as time goes by. There was a lot of it that I liked although I can't remember any of the specific songs, by Rocket to the Moon song, which I don't know the name of. No One Knows My Plan, is that?
No, Destination Moon.
Destination Moon, okay. And No One Knows My Plan is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like Dirt Bike and...
Yeah, I didn't like Dirt Bike that much.
I even liked the generic Flansy songs on there, like the Out of Jail. I think it's...
Oh, I really like that song, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that's the precursor to stuff like Pet Name and First Kiss and, you know, just kind of the generic rock and roll sounding John Flansburgh songs, but it's still pretty good.
Let's see. Agent 435 said, Sugar shards in the wrong place in inventory. Undiscovered multi-use crafting. Where are they in inventory, and where do people think that they should be?
I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, I see. They're in, like, miscellaneous items, and they should be in miscellaneous consumables, because that's where other HP restorers are? Is that the idea? Because I can... I don't give a fuck, Holmes. I could put him there. I'll put him fucking anywhere, man, because I don't give a fuck. Consumables miscellaneous, I guess? Is that... So let's see. Like, where's, like, an...
It should be where the candy is, and I think that is consumable / miscellaneous.
Well, like, the candy's all in potions, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like because people want it to show up in the HP and MP restorers, it should be with the other HP and MP restorers.
True that.
Wolf this says, but are not supposed to work on Labor Day! In other news, are the rock monsters going to keep going if I don't use the control thing? No, they're probably going to go away tomorrow, so if you have anything to say to Chris Rock, now would be a good time to say it. Like, you're not funny!
I thought you came around on Chris Rock.
No, you're thinking of you who came on Chris Rock.
That's true.
Because you were so excited about how not funny he is.
But, you know, if I were a black person, I would have done it in a completely different fashion.
That is true. And you know, it probably would have been a lot better before you were married than it is now.
Yep.
Alfaxion says, here's an interesting question. Oh, this is a little presumptuous.
Yeah.
Any plans for lower level dungeons? I don't know. You know, I feel like if I could figure out a way to let people just out in the world, not necessarily in a clan, do some group content, that I would do that. But I don't really know how you would set that up. Right? Because with people not really existing in any kind of space, it's not like, you know, I was adventuring in the spooky forest and I ran into somebody else who was a player, right? Like,
yeah.
That kind of thing just doesn't happen. You know, I suppose it could, but... yeah, I don't know. You know, the clan dungeons are we want, I think, them to be epic in scope. And for something to be epic in scope and then, oh, you know, you get, like, a thing that's slightly better than, like, the Nobgoblin Crown or whatever for your level 8 postumates or whatever. Like, I don't know, you know. And then plus, if it's low-level stuff, then we have to worry about ascension relevance and we have to worry about people doing weird, stunty shit where they set up a dungeon in a particular configuration to then do their lead-in run, and then do their stunt run, and then they're on the leaderboard, and everybody's like, wine, wine, wine.
I mean, I'm the first guy to enjoy a cunning display of stunts. But that's only because I enjoy spoonerisms.
Robbie Squid says, why is the drop rate of the paper in the Nemesis Chamber so low? Hey, Mr. Skullhead, you should play solo. Solo, no one can hear you.
Oh, I get it. It's funny because it's a play on words in English.
I don't know, man. You should ask Riff. You should wait until Thursday and ask Riff. I don't seem like it would be that low.
Yeah, as somebody who sucks at this game, it probably took me maybe 40 turns to get them all with a 30-pound pixie.
Oh, 30%. The drop rate is 30%. That's not even low.
I think what we should ask is, why are you such a pussy?
Yeah.
Robbie Squid.
Maybe you should sing a Cracker song. Being with you, scraps of paper in the Nemesis cave. It's like being low. Hey, 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 it's like being stoned, like Mr. Skullhead is always stoned.
Yeah.
Because he's always bongs.
Cracker came out with a new album, by the way, and it sounds really good. It sounds like the 90s. Yep.
It is the 90s, and there is time for clacks. KZ Monkey says, can we make sugar gliders with the sugar sheets, either as familiars or combat items? Maybe as like a vehicle.
Yeah. That was something that I thought of, actually, was first just coming up with common phrases that include sugar, you know, sugar glider, sugar daddy, sugar shock. But then
sugar
I couldn't...
Sugar shock?
Sugar shock. Sugar shock.
Ooh, that song that they sing at the end of Empire Records, Sugar High.
Yeah, but I couldn't come
up
with
that. Hey, we
had
that conversation. Are you one of those people that likes Empire Records or one of those people that doesn't know or care about Empire Records?
I've seen it a couple of times, and I think it's not in the pantheon of, I guess, teen movies or whatever. It's not really high on my list. I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it either, but I feel like there are people younger than us who are like, oh my god, that movie fucking rules.
Yeah, that's like their Breakfast Club. Or they're Clueless. I think Clueless is my Empire Records.
Oh yeah? I think Breakfast Club is my Clueless.
Yeah, but you're a year older than I am, so.
That's true. And deeper in debt.
You gotta stop loading 16 tons.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I should maybe if I loaded 32 tons a day, I could go into debt twice as fast.
Yeah, and maybe age twice as fast too.
Wow. Huh. Maybe I should start loading fewer tons.
It's like somehow I owe two souls to the company store. What the hell am I gonna do?
Luckily, I have these two shoes. Noah Namg also wrote, and it's a small world doesn't have children from every country. You know, It's a Small World is kind of cool. I feel like I thought it was really boring when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But now, I've gone through it a couple times in the last couple of years, and I'm, like, sort of impressed with the craftsmanship.
Yeah.
And they take really good care of their lawn. They keep the kids off of it. Ihad Sejedi says, did you ever think the KOL would get to this point? No. How do you feel about the storyline advancement? Do you like baklava? Fuck no.
I love me some baklava. Are you kidding me?
That's fucking walnuts, man. I hate walnuts.
Yeah, but they're tiny. And then there's like the phyllo dough and the honey and delicious.
No. Baklava's not, no. Give me like a creme brulee. Give me a flan. Give me like a bowl of ice cream, but don't give me fucking baklava. You know what I had yesterday that I hadn't had in a long time is a blizzard.
I've had them at regular intervals through the summer. What kind of blizzard did you have?
I got a Reese's peanut butter cup blizzard, which is usually the kind of blizzard that I get.
I tend to go straight for the strawberry cheese quake.
Really?
Because it's like an earthquake only with strawberries and in my mouth.
Oh. Speaking of strawberries and in your mouth, I finally finished season 6 of Buffy.
Hmm. What'd you make of it?
I don't know. I was having this discussion with Hot Stuff where I was like, you know, I thought the villains were kind of stupid in season 6, and he was like, well, they were covering for the fact that Willow is the villain. They didn't want you to know that, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sure. So then there was a villain that only lasted a couple episodes. And the resolution on that was just really, really funky.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you would, homo.
It
turns out the fifth element is love. Love fixes everything. It's love.
Well, yeah, totally hokey and absolutely archetypal and, you know, maybe trite, but really super well written. It's okay to do something like that if it comes out of who these characters are and what you've learned about them in the past six seasons.
Yeah, but I mean, totally it's like, okay, so like, hi, I'm Xander. Oh, fuck, I'm useless. Oh, crap, I'm useless. This sucks, I'm useless. Ooh, I saved the day.
Yeah, but you'd be pissed if he didn't save the day. You'd be like, he's useless. What's he doing on the show?
No, I wouldn't. I kind of like that he's useless. I like when he's useless. I like that they're like, you know, it's like, okay, all of these characters are flawed, you know, except for all of them in the moment of need.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's cool.
The
other example where Xander isn't useless is the Zeppo, which is a fantastic episode.
What happens in that one?
Oh, the one where he gets kind of sidelined because they don't want him to get hurt while they're saving the world, and he, like, has sex with Faith and stops people from blowing up the school, and he's, like, driving around with the zombie gang who want to blow up the school, and
okay. Right. I hated Faith as a villain, too.
Huh.
Not Faith. I'm thinking of Glory.
Oh. Hmm. Fair enough.
I hate abstract concepts. as women.
So that show, like, what was it called? Hope and Glory? Starring a woman named Faith? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That show in the 80s about those two women that were representations of the sort of concepts of Kate and Allie?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't ring my bell at all.
And the one that, you know, the concept of being Cagney and the concept of being Lacey.
that's true. Lacey is one.
To hell with your Caggins. And your laces. What did you think of the musical episode? Like, I don't know.
I really liked it, actually.
Okay, that's cool.
I had to watch it twice before I liked it. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the song that I feel like a lot of people like, the Walk Through the Fire or whatever, I didn't really care for. The less upbeat numbers were where it was at for my money.
I still think Spike's song is my favorite from that.
I don't remember that one.
The Rest in Peace. Rest in Peace. That's, you know, he's like on top of a coffin striking a pose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you just like it because he's dreamy.
He is dreamy. I like Walk Through the Fire just for, I think this line's mostly filler. That was clever.
Sure. Yeah, you know, Whedon, I feel like, does just enough of that, like, kind of self-referential. You know, like, I just got to the episode in season 7 where Dawn comments on how this is a new vampire, so he doesn't have the advanced martial arts skills that they all inevitably somehow develop.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, if that happened in every episode, it would be lame, but...
Well, yeah, it would have been like if the new Indiana Jones movie had just been nonstop. God damn, I'm old. Oh, look, we broke into the Walker factory. Somebody get me some tennis balls so I can put them on the bottom of this walker, because god damn, I'm old.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the last clue is at the buffet line at the Sizzler.
Oh, boy. It's at a church. We need to go there every morning. Drive real slow on the way.
If we just walk around this mall, the penitent man drives at high speed into a farmer's market.
Right. Did that guy really drive at high speed into a farmer's market?
High enough to... like, jump a curb and knock over a booth and just keep going.
But, I mean, you could...
If he was going really slow, then, you know, that becomes less of a tragedy and more of a, guys, you really should have gotten out the way.
Mm-hmm. Did he kill people?
A couple, yeah.
Like a husband and wife? Or just like a boyfriend, girlfriend?
I was thinking just, like, good friends.
Which of those would be more tragic?
Like, you know, people who maybe had been on a couple of dates, but then it got weird.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what happened.
That would be pretty tragic.
Yeah.
because, you know, you died, but at least you were with the person that you weren't sure if you were creeped out by or not.
Yeah.
Enough to stop having sex with.
There were people whose status on Facebook was, it's complicated.
Right. HPP3 says, how about more account security? Add optional separate password for display case and closet. Also helps with account sharing. We're not going to do anything that helps with account sharing, because account sharing is not something that we want people to do. And no, if your password is not secure, an additional password is not going to be any more secure.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just, a password is enough security for somebody who any amount of security will work for them. Right? And, like, I don't know, you know. Look at us. It is possible to not get hacked. Because we don't get hacked.
No.
Well, should we do a music break and then come back and bail onto the radio boog bear question?
I think so. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Let's all pretend we're Christian Slater for at least the next 5.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. They're like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants. Chocolates and the long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. God, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that's how it goes.
left home when I was three, and they didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, such a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue.
We struggle in the street.
we're back.
We are back. Hey, I'm back this time, instead of you having to vamp or have another song played.
That's awesome, because when I had to vamp before, I got all sparkly, and that was all, the lion will lay down with the lamb, and yeah.
Because you're like a new school vamp.
Yeah. Why am I not getting any volume out of my microphone? What's going on?
Did you use volumizing conditioner?
I tried. I'll turn up the microphone, we'll see what happens. Yeah, it should be alright. Alright. Old One says, eventually items of the month will have to end. What will happen after the last item of the month? Recurring loop of old items? Actually, because we said we would never re-release an item, we're gonna just release them but spoonerize the names.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait, actually, to write the Huelide Gizzard Wat.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one.
The Lark Jillo Dantern? Dillo Jan- Lark yeah. Dillo Jantern?
The first one's gonna be the Tan Turkey, of course.
Right. Let's see. Tarion says, can a Possum Answer's bow tie bat snag pickpocket only items, or is it like the Divine Cracker? It cannot snag pickpocket. So at least it shouldn't be able to. Can the Divine Cracker take pickpocket? Surely not. No.
No, surely not.
Well, wait. I see what you mean. I was confused. I don't know. No one M says, can you just put a text file of all the Hank's Brick messages somewhere simple? I mean, I could. Beast of Blood says, familiar is rearrangeable in Terrarium as well as the order being viewable to the public, please? I'll do just about anything besides quitting KOL and not asking you this question every week, lol. P.S. Won't do my mom, nor will I do any of my family members, although I'm not related by blood.
Then why the fuck not? Do you have an ugly family?
It's funny that Beast of Blood is not related by blood.
He's a beast of a different kind of blood.
Yeah, if you're adopted, is it okay to fuck your sister?
You know, I consider it totally okay to fuck your sister.
Yeah, I was asking if it was okay for me to fuck your sister.
If she'll let you, yeah.
Both your sisters are married.
Yeah.
Gleep says, you know how the Hidden City has ruins and unexplored ruins? Can we get that kind of support for the Tavern Cellar? Yeah, I've been thinking about the Tavern. And your axe wound, and your flange. I got some ideas for the tavern. It may be one of those things where it's like, instead of all the shit I should be working on, I decide to work on something totally unrelated.
Unrelated Thing, that's another good song on John Henry.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm trying to think what my, like, favorite songs are on John Henry. No One Knows My Plan is pretty good, but there's like some songs... Oh, The End of the Tour, I really like a whole lot.
Yeah, The End of the Tour, and for me, A.K.A. Driver is one of my favorites.
Yeah, A.K.A. Driver is good. Although I wish it wasn't called A.K.A. Driver.
Yeah, it was supposed to be NyQuil Driver, but NyQuil got pissed. And said, you cannot use that title. That's like, I think in later pressings of not severe tire damage, the factory showroom... XTC versus Adamant is actually AKA versus Adamant, because XTC was all, don't compare us to Adamant, Wargarble, we are serious band.
Huh. Wow, why can't I load a friggin' track listing from John Henry? I cannot find it. Wow, the internet in the office is really chowing on some nut lately.
Lately?
Well, okay. It's always been off and on, right?
Yeah.
fucking rearrangeable familiars and terrariums. If I do it, people are just going to say, I don't like the interface you've created for us rearranging our familiars in the terrarium. Herf derf. I guess that's not really a herf derf kind of thing. Now, this is weird, because why the fuck would Skype be working if the web is just not working at all? I don't know what the problem is with our internets. Skype probably uses UDP.
Yeah,
maybe it uses UDeman. UDP. No, UDP! Tenebrae says, speaking of which, the lag in KOL is untenable! It costs me some 8 additional hours a day! The mechanisms you presumably spent so much time on are obsolete! It is now only possible to club stuff. I think you're overreacting a little bit, Tenebrae. And I think if the lag makes it so you cannot actually play the game, then it is on your end. And I'm not just saying that as a cop-out. I know that that's the kind of shit that you're used to hearing from everybody anytime you call and say you got a problem with some service that you're getting. But seriously, we do not have horrible, horrible lag on KOL's end. Because if we did, everyone would be having it. Like, I feel for the people who are having these problems in that thread, but I don't know if there's anything we can do about it. Southwest says, is there any use in messaging Radio Bugbear anymore? And if not, could I request that it still get some attention for those who don't have Twitter accounts or don't want to clutter their feed? No, we don't pay any attention to Radio Bugbear messages at all. Anybody who sends messages to Radio Bugbear instead of using the new hotness, which is Twitter, is just an old and busted old buster.
Yeah. And you're an old Dave and an old buster.
Demuckle says, why are turtle pheromones under miscellaneous rather than potions? You know, a lot of people ask that. Bigglesworth says, why isn't the turtle pheromones in the potion section? I don't remember, actually. It does give you an effect, but the effect is not important at all. Gleep says, don't forget that Hobopolis VIP furniture thing you haven't done. Oh, I don't think anyone will let me forget it, Gleebs. Is Gleebs coming to con?
I think so.
I don't trust that kid. I don't trust any ginger kids, really.
Mm.
Hey, here's a question. When did redheads start being called ginger?
I know that's the European way of referring to them, like, it's the British way. So if you see a kid with red hair and he's moist, then he's ginger.
I had never heard it before that episode of South Park, where they suddenly start discriminating against the ginger kids. And then I feel like, since then, I've heard people using it.
Yeah. I had only heard it in the context of the Harry Potter books. Like, I think the Weasleys were described as ginger.
Huh. I thought that just meant they were really, like, careful with stuff. Yeah, why does gingerly mean that?
I don't know.
I'm guessing that if I do a Wikipedia search for John Henry, I'm just going to find out stuff about a steel-driving man.
Mm-hmm.
Does Wikipedia have track listings? Oh, it does, man. I should be allowed to think. I like a lot. I like Sleeping in the Flowers, even though it's Flansburg-y.
Hmm. You know what? For unrelated thing, I like the version that was on that live bootleg that you gave me a long time ago.
No, the one that
it's a little faster.
No,
that you had a cassette.
Yeah. Doc Galactic's friend Lisa sent me that.
It was a great version of that song, and I think the copy I made of that cassette was in my car when somebody broke into my car in L.A. and stole all of my mixtapes.
Damn, that sucks. I don't think I knew about that.
No, I told you that they had they stole all of my mixtapes and the detachable face to my stereo, and
fuck
you responded,
you
"Fuck you and your detachable face," like okay. 6 years ago or
yeah,
9 years ago.
The same joke over and over and over again. Okay, so then it gets really good. I like A Self Called Nowhere a lot. I like Meet James Ensor a lot. I like Thermostat.
Thermostat, I never got into.
Really?
Yeah.
Window is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Window's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I like, we were talking John Henry. I was about to start talking about Apollo 18.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be silly.
What's your favorite song on Apollo 18?
Probably still See the Constellation.
Yeah, I think that I probably agree with you about that. Or, you know, Dinner Bell's good.
There are a lot. Yeah, Mammal. Even I Palindrome I, though it's been played a lot. Still good.
Played a lot. Where have you been that's been played a lot?
In my house.
You've overplayed it?
Yeah, I've overplayed it for myself. I like Dig My Grave.
I'm supposed to bet. With myself.
See, I scared the crap out of myself with Apollo 18, though, because when I got it, I listened to it for the first time, like, late at night when no one else was awake and everything was dark, and it does have a profoundly spooky vibe if you're in the right mind frame.
and you're like 12 and scared of music.
Yeah. It's kind of spooky. It starts with Dig My Grave, like Turn Around has the paper white mask of evil thing, and My Evil Twin is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Statue Got Me High is about statue killing you somehow.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really understand some of the songs on there, man. There's another song around... which describes how you're feeling. That is probably my favorite song on Apollo 18.
That is a cool little song.
I think my favorite songs are always the songs that are like 10 seconds long. Yeah, something's gotta give on this web shit here in this house. I don't know what the fuck, man. It's like unusable. It's a good thing that what I had to do today was like just work on LARP stuff, because if I had actually had to work on the game, it would have been like, fuck, constantly. That's all you would have heard all day was, fuck.
You would have been like, what is up with this lag? I can't write my game.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck, man. This is the kind of thing that if I call them, they're going to be like, oh, sure, it's your fault. One of those things where, like, have you tried a different computer? I've tried 10 computers. You have 10 computers? Well, no wonder it's slow. Enkicon says, hey Jake, could you make it so when equipping an outfit with 3 accessories already, the outfit will never automatically replace the plexi pendant? No, because that's a weird thing to ask for. Rotting Flesh says, why do the stickers and sugar equips degrade on free runaways? It makes for annoying equipment switching just to make sure you don't lose your gear so many turns earlier. Well, you know, it's you're deciding to do that, right? And, like, it's the same thing with the stickers, right? Oh, wait, that's what he said. Stickers and sugar equips. It, you know, because it that's how it works. That's how they work. What I would argue is that, you know, running away causes you to get extra sweaty, whether it takes a turn or not.
Right.
So it causes just as much degradation. Come witness the beauty of death and degradation. Violent Femmes, the 5th of March!
There's
NC Sorcerer says, do you ever think about doing anything cool with the clan trainers? I already did something cool with the clan trainers back when I made them. If you're not cool enough to enjoy it, then maybe you need to get cooler, NC Sorcerer. You know the best thing about high school girls, Mr. Skullhead? I keep getting cooler and they stay the same temperature. Fembot Otsipan says, can there be an automatic text upon entering trade stating not to spam or chit-chat? I know it should be obvious, but let's face it, some people are a threat to the DNA pool. Man, I was in this DNA pool at the office back when I had a job, and I totally, my money was on CGAGGCGAGT, and I totally didn't win.
You know, I inserted some DNA into your pool.
Oh, did
but,
you?
I would gather that you probably didn't approve of that either.
Wow, yeah, I wouldn't have if I had known about it, and man, now I feel especially gross about drinking the entire contents of my pool after con last year. Tatter says, I cannot masturbate to this, make it again, and then links to this claymation. It was a pretty good little short film by the rather good people. It was about a guy who summons this demon that grants him wishes by taking a dump and then masturbating onto it.
Right.
And the demon grants all of his wishes, giving him whatever he wants, as long as it is made of feces with semen on it.
Right.
It's, I mean, okay, you're saying this like you're all disdainful. Like,
yeah, I watched the thing.
You're too good for those jokes. I thought it was pretty funny.
I am too good for those jokes.
Come on. He's the shit and wank demon. You know what I had not encountered, I don't think, prior to that, was referring to the actual ejaculate as wank.
I would be more willing to refer to it as that than as nut.
As nut? I just think it's funny to refer to it as nut.
Right.
Like, because you can be like, do you like your brownies with or without nut?
Well, you know, I can't live with or without nut, so...
Let's see. Andis T says, how's about making the consolation ribbon say by which monster you were consolidated? Because that's what consolation. You know what, Mr. Skullhead? You need to answer a question while I, mute my mic and blow my nose.
Okay. And that question will be... My alma mater, the Evergreen State College, says Death Sausage, has the Geoduck as a mascot. That's cool, but that is not a question. So I failed in the simple task that Jake gave.
Gooey duck.
Geoduck. I don't know. I don't know for stuff. Giant.
It's pronounced clams. Gooey duck. We were talking about it.
It's pronounced Ketchi, actually.
Mm-hmm. Grarg says, time zone updated. Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union? And then he points to that and says, that country doesn't exist anymore. Move with the times, comrade. Yeah, because the Soviet Union still totally existed when we made this game.
Right.
You just don't get the joke, Grog. It's not so much a joke. It's a reference to a thing that no one except me has ever heard.
I've heard it. I'd like to be able to listen to the rest of the Negative Land that you played me in high school that I didn't get, because I think I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
On one of these days.
It's not all good. SF Warlock says, prompted by me equipping two sets of the new radio sneakers, when is an accessory marked only equipped one at a time? Rather, on what criteria is it marked? Well, that one was marked that way after I saw you wearing two of them. Actually. I've started to do it on, shoes. On, things that it narratively doesn't make sense for you to be wearing more than one of. Like, theoretically, I would not have a problem with, and I would honestly, I kind of wish that I could do this, but I feel like I probably can't, is putting all, footwear in a mutual exclusion set, because that would just allow us to do stuff, balance-wise, that we couldn't, we can't do with just accessories being such a broad category, without actually making it any more complicated, right? Without, now you've got a shoes slot. And now you've got to, what are you wearing in your asshole slot? And what are you wearing in your left arm? Whatever.
So that all that content I wrote for the left armpit slot, you're not going to use?
All it was 200 different tampons.
Yeah.
And weren't even really well differentiated.
Everybody wears tampons in their armpits, right?
Yeah. No, I do. I was afraid that there would be confusion with the 150 different types of tampons for the up your ass slot.
Oh, right. I'll have to work on that.
Up your ass slot. Oh, man. I just tried to flush some radio bumper questions, and now the fucking internet's probably not going to fucking work.
Up your ass a lot.
Beast of Blood says, Yeti fur equipment? I just realized there wasn't any. Nah, that'd be way too brutal and cruel. God damn it. Now I don't have any radio bugbear questions in front of me.
Hmm.
I really want to know what the fuck. It is weird that Skype is working so well in the face of this. And it really makes me think that there's some problem going on with the ISP, with web traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to get these here things to... Well, there they go. Let's see. Gina Sage, Ace Attorney, says, hey, have you guys checked out the bit.trip games on WiiWare? They're simplistic yet fun and actually have a deep story behind them if you look hard. I recommend them. Is WiiWare something that you can only get to on the Wii?
Yeah.
Okay. My Wii internet connection is spotty to the point where I don't even ever try to do anything with it.
Huh.
Because wireless in my house is just made of shit and wank.
So, well, you shouldn't have gotten it from that demon.
That's true. I Am Soup Combust. I feel like we haven't heard anything out of I Am Soup Combust in a long time.
Yeah, nice to hear from
is
you.
Is it possible to make the new claw machines macroable? I don't know. You know, if you ask Mr. Spellhead nicely, then he can tell you to ask C.D. Moyer nicely.
Right.
Hoopity says, the blinky lights effect is pretty damn cool. Take me to the prom? I don't know, Hoopity. Are you a hot girl, and do you put out?
You know, I attended my wife's high school graduation, but I declined to take her to the prom.
To be the 25-year-old dude at the prom?
Yeah. Although she informs me that since it was an art school and all the girls had daddy issues, there were nothing but 25-year-old boyfriends at the prom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any better.
No. I would have still felt creepy, just creepy and in the company of creeps.
See, and you felt creepy enough just dating her.
Yeah. Creepy is that feeling that gives you an erection, right?
Yeah. Mailbox Head says, you should create a monster that has some quest item you need, but that actually runs away from you unless you have high enough plus initiative. I don't know, man. Every time we try and do something weird like that, we just get people being like, what the fuck? I can't make a monster. Like the sorority nurse that heals herself.
Yeah.
Sorority nurse, heal thyself. Witty Pun says, you guys outlasted Neopets. How do you feel? Did something happen to Neopets?
No kidding. But they had Happy Meals and stuff in Target, and Neopets.com is gone.
Really? The Wikipedia article doesn't say anything about it.
And Neopets.com won't take me there.
Was it at Neopets.com? Yeah. Well, I don't know if Neopets.com is busted or... Neopets can't have gone out of business. That doesn't make any sense. July 2009, it was still around. There was some sort of identity theft hacking scheme. Yeah. I don't believe it. No. Fangirls Ab says, you guys missed an awesome party this weekend. Here's hoping you can make Dragon Con next year. I would kind of like to go to Dragon Con.
After reading all of the tweets from the various people who were there, I would like to go to Dragon Con too.
Where is it at? Is it in like
Georgia?
Atlanta. Is there anything cool in Atlanta?
No, you're like 2 hours away from my little sister. So if you were going to try and have sex with her, that would be a decent place to start.
Is there anything cool in Atlanta?
There's Dargon Con.
I want to go to Dagon Con, where everybody dresses in robes and summons old gods to flood the world.
Yep.
Eat it. James Leffler says, I cracked the screen on my iPhone. You iPhone sack riders. Jick, encountered this? I think I'm going to weather the Apple repair bill. I broke my original one, and then it turned out, because I was far enough into my contract, it was significantly cheaper to just buy an iPhone 3G than it would have been to get my original one repaired. So I did that, and then the 3G, I dropped off that balcony, but the screen didn't break. I'm always afraid that I'm going to drop it, like, while I'm playing a game. You know, like when I'm, say, sitting out in front of the office, smoking a cigar, playing, you know, Space Invaders on my phone. I'm afraid that it's going to slip out of my slippery, sweaty-ass hand and fall, like, 3 feet onto concrete and break. Then I'm going to be like, God damn it, I should have thrown it off a balcony again.
Yeah.
What's weird is that my original one still worked, even with the glass broken. The touchscreen is some kind of dark magic that operates independent of the actual screen. A deadhead says, please make a button to refresh your recent store activity without having to go back to your store page. Well, if you're in Firefox, the button for that is right-click in that frame and then hit H and then R really quick. I do that all the time when I'm trying to refresh a single frame in KOL. The Amazing Rando says, do the Rock Monsters override Ultra Rares? Can Ultra Rares be overridden? Overrode? If they do, then that's pretty hilarious, and almost replace everything with salad hilarious. I don't know. Ooh. Lord Derby says, have you ever heard of a drinking game called Wizard Staff? When you finish a can of beer, you tape it to the bottom of your next one. Your level equals the number of cans in your staff. That is a fantastic idea.
That's amazing, yes. Yeah.
The next time I am at a party with cans of beer, I am totally going to take some tape with me so that I can do that. Because you can't put it down, and it would get like harder and harder to drink as time went by.
Yeah, that's probably the single drinking game I can get behind.
Oh, man. Pezboy a long time ago was talking about playing Edward 40 Hands. So you go to the party, and duct tape 40s to each of your hands, and you cannot take them off until you've finished both of them. So it's like you got to have somebody help you piss, or you have to drink 2 40s without pissing.
Right. I think I would just go, like, I would take my dick out before I taped the 40s to my hands.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you don't have to worry about, like, adjusting yourself if drinking the 40s gives you an erection.
Yeah. As alcohol so often does.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, you know. 40s, those bottles got some nice curves. You can't keep your hands off of them.
Especially if they're duct taped to them.
Yeah, that was the joke. No, I gotta, Scully, you gotta help me remember this wizard staff thing.
Yeah, I'm there.
Maybe I'll do it at Dave & Buster's.
Mm.
I wonder if they sell any cans of beer at Dave & Buster's. Or maybe I could do it at the barbecue.
Yeah.
The concert, maybe.
I think it would be interesting to do that, but with bottles.
Yeah.
Because then it would get really heavy, too.
Yeah. Man, that's a good idea. Thank you, Lord Derby. Roman Candle says, will KOL ever see a cross between a volleyball or sombrero with a gravy fairy, stat gain, and item drop? Well, when we do that, it's pretty powerful, so we always associate a cost with it, like with the Pygmy Bugbear Shaman or the... what is it? What else does that? Is it the Gravy Plum Fairy?
The ghost?
No, that's like a starfish. That's a volleyball starfish, right? Fuck, I don't remember. What is the hobo? The hobo spirit is like volleyball plus starfish. I don't remember what that goes. I don't fucking know anything about this game. I don't understand why people ask us these questions. They should just be asking, like, I don't know, Darth Dud or, like, some of those people in those forum threads.
Mm-hmm.
I got all philosophical in the forums, and then everybody just keeps having the same stupid arguments. Or it's all like, I don't like RNG, but RNG is the best thing about KOL. That's what picks KOL. Fuck you. I like that one guy's contribution to the debate was just quoting a bunch of sections of somebody else's post and then saying "fuck you" as a reply to them. Like that was a real advancement of the level of discourse in the forums. Felonix says, "It looks like Chris Rock has a chip on his shoulder. Is that an intentional joke, or are you just going to take credit for it now?" Oh, I'm just going to take credit for it now. With Chris Rock, as with many things, the version of him that I drew on my whiteboard trying to figure out how to draw him looks a lot better than the version that eventually went into the game. And that makes me a sad panda. I should just start replacing all the game art with photographs of shit that I draw on my whiteboard.
Yeah. Or I was thinking that maybe you should draw it first to figure out how to draw it, and then do the final version on the whiteboard, and then use your first draft that you wrote.
Yeah, the trouble is, like, I tend to, like, I draw stuff on the whiteboard on one take, and I can erase parts of it,
uh-huh.
Right, which I kind of can't do. If I fuck up when I'm actually drawing, I either have to start over, or I have to, like, scoot over to the side and redraw the section that I'm working on so that I can, like, Photoshop madness it
mm-hmm.
back in. I mean, print paint shop, because I don't use Photoshop. Rath Skellar says, how about a pet peeve familiar of the month? Yeah, we'd have to figure out that AI that determines what you hate and then have that familiar do it all the time.
Yeah.
Grimdale says, couple questions. I registered for Con, and I was wondering when info packets are going out. I need to find a hotel. I don't know if we're actually sending packets. I think the hotel information might just end up being posted on the intertrons.
Yeah, I thought that there would be a packet that people get at Dave & Buster's, or...
That doesn't make any sense for finding hotels, though.
True.
I don't exactly know what Zly's plan is at this point. Felinoel says, why not have any Doctor Who stuff? Maybe a sonic screwdriver as a ranged weapon or a Dalek as a monster. I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
Yeah, we've established that neither of us know anything about Doctor Who, and we don't know where we would start getting into Doctor Who, so, yeah.
Yeah, I watched the first episode or two of the new Doctor Who, and I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Hmm.
And every time I tried to watch the original Doctor Who, it just seemed really boring. So, I don't know. I don't know what my problem is with that. I saw these Doctor Who commercials for some kind of computer, like in the early 80s. Grimdahl had also written, awesome item of the month. Awesome item of the month. So awesome. Why? It's like snow cones, but you get to pick the effect. Why did you not make it random? Thanks for the great Prezi. Well, we wanted to differentiate it from the other tome, and with gear, I feel like it was going to make such a difference in, you know, somebody's, both in terms of, like, the impact on an Ascension run and just in somebody's experience of the content, that it, you know, it's like, this is what we did, you know. I'm stammering because maybe I didn't have a really good reason. I don't know. I don't know, and you don't either, because I'm not telling you anything useful. Skeeve says, who is the fast and loud typer? I'm both a fast and a loud typer. You know what I need to get is one of those old IBM keyboards?
Yeah.
Clang, 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 clang when you type.
Yeah, I actually type on a typewriter that's connected via a series of bioorganic cables. To my
connected
computer.
By a series of secretaries to your right. Computer.
I don't know. I was trying to type quietly. I apologize.
Have you seen any Mad Men, Mr. Spillman?
Not a Mad Man.
I watched the first couple episodes of Mad Men. Which I'm talking about that now instead of answering Radio Bugbear questions because I fucked up and tried to flush some questions again, and so now my goddamn internet is. The connection has timed out. The server at dev.kingdomofliving.com is taking too long to respond. The site can be temporarily unavailable or busy. Try again in a few moments. Oh, I'll try again in a few moments.
Who? Jaleth says, road tripping through Arizona last week, we tried Del Taco on a half-remembered recommendation from your show. It was delicious, and we wouldn't have tried it if not for you guys. I think it was you guys. Thanks. Yes, Del Taco is delicious, and I can't wait to have me some.
And it was us. We were talking about that. I think I had some Del Taco last week.
There's not a Del Taco corollary here.
Is there?
Yeah.
We've been eating Los Dos Molinos fairly regularly still. Mm-hmm. We were having this conversation the other day, and I said, hey, we should go to dinner at Los Dos Molinos. And Nightmare said, what's Los Dos Molinos? And I said, it's this Chinese restaurant that we... Because what kind of stupid question is that?
Well, I mean, I think if you weren't a dick, you would just assume that he knows it's a Mexican restaurant and is looking for more details.
But that there aren't any more details. It's a fucking Mexican restaurant.
Like the location of said restaurant.
It's in Canada. I was asking if you wanted to go to dinner in Canada, Nightmare.
Oh man.
No, and Am says, darn it, everyone not Jick sounds the same tonight. Well, there's a very good reason for that.
It's just me. Oh, and me. Oh, I'm in here too. And me. See, all four of us sound totally different.
No Hurt Me says, so is the Rock event officially over, or are we going to investigate further and find out where Chris Rock came from and what pissed him off? I think it was mostly just the difference between white people and black people that have him so pissed off. Rusher Butter says, so critical hits on spells and no fumbles? No, no fumbles. No fizzles. Spells still work.
No fizzles for shizzle. Shanty says, important. New TMBG Kids album was released on the 1st. Here comes the science. You know, what I heard of Here Come the ABCs, and the whole album is what I heard of that, was that it was way, way, way too kiddy. So I didn't bother with Here Comes the 1-2-3s, and I'm not going to bother with Here Comes the Science. I want them to release a fucking album for adults.
Yeah. I mean, look back on the days when they were what they were, you know?
It was a kid's album, but there were songs that an adult would reasonably listen to. It was just that, you know, you could enjoy listening to them with your kid. But Here Comes the ABCs and 1-2-3s and the Science, it's just songs for kids. And that makes me sad.
But that's fine. I mean, you know, like, well, if you wrote a kid's book, are all the KOL fans going to be like, God damn it, why didn't you write some references to anal sex that we could enjoy and our kids could enjoy?
No, but I would expect that, like, say we made a new kids section of Kingdom of Loathing, and all we did for the next 6 years was work on that section, people would be understandably not thrilled with it and maybe wishing that we would write something that they could enjoy, too.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Every time I walk into a
Starbucks or a Target or whatever and hear some new R.E.M. song that I've never heard before playing over the fucking speakers in there, I'm like, I remember when R.E.M. was a band that I liked. I wish R.E.M. would get Bill Berry back in the band and start recording some stuff like in the 80s, you know? Like, it's,
well, I kind of do, you know? If I'm going to talk about R.E.M., that's probably what I'm going to say.
But that's the thing, you just don't, you know, like, They Might Be Giants was a band that was really important to us. Like, they were, you know? Like, we go see them in concert, they're going to play stuff that we know.
I just don't think it's...
But eventually it's going to be like going to see the Rolling Stones, you know? Like, and I just, I would rather hop off the train a little earlier.
See, and I don't think that it necessarily has to be that way, but the difference that we have is that I thought The Spine was an incredible album and seemed like a return to form.
Yeah, I mean, I just have not paid much attention to it.
And then
I feel like it was already done.
No, I thought that The Spine was this kind of return to form for them, and then The Else was kind of blah, and then there's been nothing but kids' albums for the past 5 years. I don't think they're done, is the thing. I think it's possible that they could still come out with music that would be interesting to listen to. They just haven't, and I wish they would.
Okay. I mean, it's possible that the next Rolling Stones album is going to be really awesome. You know?
I'm
just not getting my hopes up, right? And so, because my hopes aren't up, I'm also not, like, upset that they're doing stuff that I don't care about, right? Like,
no,
I'm not upset.
I'm not
saying there's, like, anything wrong with what you're saying, right? I'm just like, I just don't feel that way.
I'm not upset about it. I just, when people are going, hey, check it out, new They Might Be Giants album, I go, not really.
Yeah.
It's not a new They Might Be Giants album for me, I guess.
I mean, I feel like that's the way that I've been feeling every time I heard something about a new They Might Be Giants album for the last, like, 11 or 12 years. So, it's, yeah. You know what I did yesterday? I listened to a CD.
I did that a couple of days ago, too. What CD did you listen to?
I listened to Tori Amos' Under the Pink.
Ah, so I'm the gay one?
I curled up on the couch with a pint of Ben & Jerry's and just listened to that album and cried.
Yep. Yeah,
right. No, actually, I paced around smoking a cigar and listening to that album. I'd been flipping through an MP3 directory and listened to a song off of it. I was like, that's a good album. I'd like to listen to that album from beginning to end. So I actually got out the CD and did.
Mm. So I listened to a CD recently because the band that played at KOLCon, Drunken Disorderly, they have they kind of reformed with a couple of new guys and they put out a CD. So it was music that I couldn't download. So I went driving because the only place that I have a CD player at the moment is in the car. And a CD player and decent speakers. And I listened.
Right.
Although I'm starting to think the future is broken. The MP3 album that I've tried to download 3 times now has crashed the little Amazon downloader every single time.
Huh.
And the first 2 times they put the tracks up so I could download them again. Like every time I'm getting 2 more out of the 10 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I kind of would like to just go to the record store and buy the record and take it home and go, wow, that was stupid. Why did I buy a record? I don't have a record player.
You don't have a record player?
No.
I don't have a record player anymore either.
I have 2 fewer turntables than Beck does.
The pretentious artist still has 2 record players. I'm sorry, I guess they're 2 turntables. He will occasionally rock some at a party.
Yep.
Not really. You know what I kind of want to do? I kind of want to go listen to Kid A on vinyl. And have to flip the record over 4 times. I guess just 3 times. Something about listening to Kid A on vinyl, though. Hmm. There's something about it, and that is that I'm an asshole.
Yeah, being a pretentious ass.
Yep. GigaShadow555 says, man, one of these days I'm going to end up being a total booze hound, and I'll blame mixing drinks as a disco bandit at the age of 13. Thanks for corrupting my youth, guys. Hey, that's what we're here for, buddy.
Yep.
Are you still 13 now, or were you 13 when you started your disco banditry?
Because you could conceivably be 19 now.
I was thinking about Accordion Thief today, and I was thinking, like, it came back a little bit. I was like, yeah, that's kind of funny. The idea of someone whose job it is to steal accordions.
Yeah.
You know? It was like I was able to briefly summon up my sense of childlike wonder. God, you know what briefly summoned up my sense of childlike abject fucking horror last night? I was driving home from the office, and as I passed under a streetlight, there was a fucking, like, a cockroach crawling across my windshield. I, like, freaked out because I thought it was inside the car, and I was, like, fully ready to just crash into the nearest tree and leap out. It was on the outside.
Like, the cockroaches are coming from inside the car.
It was like that in the first Creep Show. Yeah. Only I was in a car instead of an apartment.
And then cockroaches poured out of your ventilation duct. Hey, did we fix this, by the way? RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. The used message for sugar sheets reads, you moisten your sticker sheet.
Yes, I did fix that.
Okay, good.
That was Steve Moyer's fault.
Hey, that's a bug report that's been assigned to me that I can clear.
Yeah.
Most of the typos that come to me, I send to Steve Moyer because they're text I can't get to.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth. Like, I feel like most of the typos that you can fix, you get wind of before there's a bug report submitted and you fix them. Or you get wind of them before the content is released and you fix it. GigaShadow555 says, that drunken radio show was February 26th. I specifically downloaded it just because of how great it was. Never stop drinking, guys. We really are corrupting this kid.
Yeah.
Drinking isn't always that fun. I remember you being just kind of horrified during that show with the things that I was saying.
Well, I was decently sober because I needed to drive everybody.
Yeah, and you had your kid with you.
Yeah.
You were saddled with that obligation.
I promise on the Monday after con, I will get good and hammered with you and we'll do the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Asshat says, how many prison guards does it take to throw an inmate down the stairs? None. He fell. That's pretty funny. Alibit 15 says, does homeopathic healing powder work on ultimate wads? No, it does not. Gleep says, you only did 1 hour of radio so far this week. Finding things way beyond your level is fun, damn it. Those might have been unrelated. Apocalypse Throb says, I know and understand why you don't want to do tattoos and stuff for Mr. Store Things, but how about a silly avatar if you're wearing all the sugar? Male looks like Sugar Daddy, female like Mary Jane.
Mary Jane?
I don't know what that is. It's also funny that the Sugar Daddy has a stick and Mary Jane doesn't because her penis, right? Right? I don't know what Mary Jane is.
He's just saying words, man.
Yeah. I'm going to do a search for Sugar Daddy Mary Jane. That was me typing really loud that time.
Cool.
How Sugar Daddy Seduced Mary Jane? Oh, wait. Is it a song about Sugar Daddy? Yeah. So there's a Jackson 5 song called Sugar Daddy.
Hmm.
And Mary Jane said, I'm just your lollipop. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I had never heard of that before just now.
Thank you for exposing us to new and exciting music.
Hey, okay, I have a question for you. Do you think it is too soon to have, like, not in game, because I feel like it's probably definitely too soon in game. Do you think it's too soon to have, like, zombie Michael Jackson content in the LARP?
No.
Because, like, we would have had zombie Michael Jackson, like, we already have zombie Michael Jackson content in the game, like, even before he died, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, somebody, you know, when George Romero dies, I think it will, the statute of limitations on zombie jokes is, like, already passed.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of like
sometimes I don't know whether I've got any any sensibilities left at all.
Well, it's like when Charlton Heston died, you just immediately could say, I guess we can have his gun now. If you weren't very creative. But, you know, I read an interesting thing on Boing Boing's Offworld site where they had the video of the Kurt Cobain avatar in Guitar Hero, and they postulated that the reason why that's so kind of depressing and gross, even if you're not that into Kurt Cobain, is that
I guess I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, in Guitar Hero 5, you can unlock an avatar that's Kurt Cobain. So like, and they'd replicated his outfit from one of his TV appearances and kind of replicated the moves that he made when he sang based on videos and stuff. So you've essentially got this little computer generated Kurt Cobain, and the video is you can use him on any song. So the video is like Kurt Cobain singing You Give Love a Bad Name and Play That Funky Music, White Boy, and it's kind of depressing and off-putting. And they theorize that that's because, unlike Michael Jackson and, say, Elvis Presley, he never was that, like, parody of himself. He never had that larger-than-life persona that was a kind of a self-parody thing. It's like the fact that Michael Jackson's dead seems to me kind of irrelevant, because if you're making fun of Michael Jackson, you're not really making fun of that kid that was in the Jackson 5.
Right.
You're making fun of that image.
Yeah, I mean, I guess nobody makes fun of, like, Jimi Hendrix or Janis Joplin or... I mean, I feel like people make fun of Jim Morrison, though.
And no, they're just making fun of Val Kilmer.
Are they? I mean, because I mean, Jim Morrison was fucking crazy,
yeah.
Right? I mean, so maybe that's the thing. Maybe he was crazy enough to make fun of while he was alive.
Yeah. You should check that out, though, on Boing Boing Offworld. Because the video is slightly disturbing, even though I don't care really about Nirvana, and it doesn't enrage me to see Kurt Cobain singing like Bon Jovi, but there was something about it that was off-putting in a weird way. There's also a fucking Johnny Cash avatar that you can make, which is, I'm sure I would find that a little more off-putting too.
See, I feel like I would rather just have the, because Guitar Hero, in the beginning, the avatars weren't people, right? I mean, they were like,
yeah.
You know, they were like kind of pastiches, right? Like, they were these amalgams of homages, right? Like,
yeah, well, that's
Clive
the
Winston
other,
was
yeah.
Clive Winston was not Eric Clapton, and he was not, you know,
Sid Vicious.
Yeah, like,
well, that's the other weird thing, though. So on the stage, you have a skeleton covered with spikes, a like girl with angel wings and a chainmail bikini, a dude with a giant skull for a head, and Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strange and off-putting. Off-putting and strange.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I started reading Boing Boing Gadgets and Offworld just based on the density of interesting stuff in the highlights reels that they kind of put on Boing Boing.
Hmm.
And almost nothing else on them is ever interesting enough to actually read. I saw something that I meant to tell you about on Metafilter, because I know you don't read Metafilter.
I do read Metafilter these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird that you didn't, because, like, so much stuff that I find out about, I know because I found it on Metafilter. Listen.
I still can barely parse.
It is often, like, I feel like a single pixel line between stories would fix all of that. And it just wouldn't do anything to the layout, you know? But, like, it is frequently difficult to tell, like, which one of these things is this quote associated with,
right,
or whatever, you know? But, hey, are we ready to get off this here crazy train?
You know we are. We're a couple of minutes early, but we don't have to prolong the magic if you don't want to.
I kind of want to go get something to eat and some beer, because I, you know, I'm only happy when I'm pissed drunk, and I haven't had any alcohol yet today.
Jesus. Yeah, I ate dinner right before the show and brought a beer into the studio with me.
Yeah, see, I'm desperately hungry and sober.
Ah, jeez. All right, yeah, we'll get out of here, and I'll see you guys tomorrow, and Jake will see you on Thursday.